Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, welcome to Dimitri's TED Talk. Now, I just want to start off by saying happy birthday to me. I just want to start this podcast off by saying that it was my birthday on Tuesday, so happy birthday to me. So, it was my birthday, obviously. I'm turning 18 years old. Now that I'm filming this podcast, it's the day after my birthday, and literally 6 hours before I post this, not lying, 6 hours before I post this, hopefully it'll be up by, I like to post this around 5 o'clock in the morning, maybe 6 o'clock in the morning, hopefully it's up by that time. Hopefully my Wi-Fi cooperates with me today, because I'm not going to be able to get on my computer tomorrow until like 10 o'clock at night, so not good. Anyways, I wanted to talk about growing up. I wanted to talk about a couple different things. Now, I've been meaning to get to my computer to actually film a podcast, because I'm like, listen, I need to film a podcast. And I kept saying it in my mind, but I didn't get the chance to do it. Like, things kept popping up. Things kept getting in the way. I'm like, okay. Oh, friends want to hang out? Okay, I'll hang out. Okay, the gym? Okay. And then working out? Okay. And then getting lazy and then trying to, like, all these different things. Listen. Okay. It's okay. Dimitri, it is okay. Now, some people look at 18 years old and say, this is the age that I want to be. 18 years old, I can finally get maybe the job that I want to get. Maybe I can start working finally. I'll get a bank account only in my name, not my parents' name anymore. All these different things. I can finally trade stocks. Oh, I can finally do cryptocurrency. I can finally do this, do that. Like, all these different things. And the best part about doing all these different things, when you're younger, right, you're always trying to find a way to do it without being 18. Oh, you want to get a credit card without being 18. Oh, you want to do this without being 18. Now, when you turn 18, I was up at 12 o'clock at night, or 12 o'clock in the morning, because it was a.m., of the day of my birthday, and I was signing up for everything that I wanted to sign up for. I signed up for, like, 6 different things. Now, none of those things are actually, like, attached to my SSN, my social security number, but it's based off of my license, and it's based off of my birthday. I'm really, really excited for that, because that just unlocked a bunch of abilities. I signed up for Uber Eats immediately. I'm a delivery driver successfully now for Uber Eats. I'm also a shopper for Instacart. I also have a little bit of apps downloaded to help me get money. And then I also applied for a credit card that I've been looking out for, and then I also looked at my credit. Literally, there's no available things that I can look at for my credit. Now, this is very, very uncommon. I mean, I realize this too. I realize that not a lot of people think like me. Not a lot of people have been researching. Like, I've been researching different credit cards to get for your first credit card for, like, 5 years. Since I was 13, maybe 14, and I just realized, okay, you can get a bunch of money just handed to you as long as you pay it back at the end of the month. That gives you so much time to actually earn that money. And it's perfect because you get the 2% cash back or the 1% cash back, and it's so many different benefits. Like, when I first turned 16 and I got my driver's, my permit, I immediately showed that to Target, and I applied for the Target debit card. A debit card you can use, and it's connected to your checking account. A credit card is actually based off of your credit and based off of how much they trust you to borrow. Now, with me, I signed up for a secured card. Now, I'm not really going to get into deep with all of these different details about each thing. Because listen, I did so much research. I talked to so many different people, and I still want to talk to more people. I'm going to be talking to tech support with the card that I'm going to be getting when it comes in. It says about 2 weeks. So I have about, 12 more days. Yeah, 12 more days left. Because technically, it is almost 12 o'clock in the morning, 3 days after my birthday. Because my birthday is March 29th. So 2 days. Yeah, 2 days after my birthday. Never mind. I'm just excited in general. I just want to have everything come in. I have an Instacart card coming in, and I also have an Uber Eats card coming in. So I'm very excited for that. I also wanted to do DoorDash, but DoorDash is not available in my area. So let's just see what comes of Uber Eats. Should I share my experience with Uber Eats with you guys? I'm only going to do it 2 times a week, though. I'm going to do, I'm going to wake up at 6 on Saturday, like I do every day. I wake up at 6 pretty much every day. Might as well just start making it every day. I'm going to wake up at 6 on Saturday, and then from 6 to 8, yeah. Yeah, okay. So this will be enough time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wake up at 6 on Saturday. I'm going to go and make breakfast, and I'm going to get ready. And that should be around the hour to an hour and a half. I'm going to let Winston out, which is my dog. And that should be around 8:30, 9 o'clock. Then I'll go straight to the gym. That should be 7:30, 8 o'clock. Then I'll go straight to the gym. I'll have 3 hours to work out at the gym, which I definitely do not need 3 hours at the gym. I finished working out in about 1 hour to and a half to 2 hours. And I saw that Uber Eats gets busy around 11 to 2. So I'll try going to places, like maybe I'll go up to a place that's closer to me that's more busy. And I'll go and deliver for that area. As long as it's like near, kind of near me. Like I'll go to a more main area. As long as I can get some business. Like I'm not going to go all the way to let's just say the nearest area next to me is LA. I'm not going to go all the way to LA if I'm in, Las Vegas. Like it just doesn't make any sense. Like, the drive is not worth it. But if you make hundreds and hundreds of dollars within the 3 hour span that you're working, maybe. I mean, if you're making $25 to $30 an hour, that's really good. Delivering, that's good. I would do that. To make a couple, maybe $100, maybe $200, that's really good. Because if I work 3 to 4 hours and I'm making $25 an hour, that's $75 to $100 that you're making in one day. And that's just working 4 hours. That's if you're making $25 an hour. So let's just say that you can do, let's just say, 3 deliveries in an hour. That means that you're spending 3 deliveries in an hour. That means that 20 minutes on each one. So let's just say you get it, you accept it, you pick up the food, and then it takes you 10 minutes to get there. Okay, that's 20 minutes. Then the next person, boom, 20 minutes, and then 20 minutes. So 20 minutes each one, 3 of them. Let's just say that they tip you an average of $5 per thing, and then Uber also gives you money per delivery also. So let's just say 5, 10, 15, that's $15 right there, and then Uber Eats might give you, I don't know, $3, $4 for each delivery you take, and then boom, that's the $25 right there. And that's just if they do a tip. They might not do a tip on the card, and I completely realize that. But I don't know. I'll try it out. If I don't make money, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Because I'm not going to sit there and waste my gas for no money at all. It doesn't make any sense at all. No, I'm not doing that. So there's all different ways. There's all different things you can get excited for. And there's all different things that people want to do when they turn 18. Now, for me, I just wanted to start building my credit. Because I already realized the fact that when you turn 18, you have the ability to start making your credit better. And if you start making your credit better now when you turn 18, then your then your credit score is just going to be so much better than everyone else's that started a little bit later because you have that experience under your belt. And not only that, the longer you have credit cards, the longer you have accounts open, like let's just say a mortgage, the longer you have the mortgage open, then they reward you for that. Because if you had a mortgage open for so many years, they'll reward you for that mortgage. That's just like a credit card. If you use the credit card less than 10%, whatever. This is a whole different situation. If you want to research credit cards, there's so many different people that you can look at that actually research these credit cards. And just so you know, I did get the Discover It secured card. Now, the next card I'm going to be going with is probably, I don't know, I do want a card that has a lot of cash back. So the next card I'm getting within like 7 months from now, so that's around October, is the Discover It cashback card. They're automatically going to upgrade me to that account. And then I'll see whatever other card that comes along. So if there's a card that gives me a lot of money, like let's just say 7 or 8% cashback, I'm going to take that. Like, why not? Why wouldn't I take that? If American Express like accepts me, I'm going to take American Express. Even though it is a little bit more money, like you're paying per year, generally, you do get more benefits from American Express than any other cards. So, I don't know. Like, at the same exact time, you don't want a card that charges you money because you're going to be more tempted to cut that right out. And you really don't want to do that at all. But I'm just so excited. Like, I downloaded Credit Karma, I downloaded Credit Sesame, I downloaded all of these different apps, and I'm checking every single day to see if my credit card is... let me just see here. So, I just keep checking all of my emails to see if my credit card company, like Discover Card... Like, okay, see, this doesn't make any sense. I just got an email from Credit Sesame saying that my credit utilization has just been updated. Now, listen, if you're anything like me at the beginning, I had no idea what any of these words actually meant. And I really don't blame you. So, I'm, you know what, I might as well just break it down. Credit Karma, okay, download Credit Karma, okay, because Credit Karma breaks it down very, very easy for you to understand. Now, if you were to go to your credit, right, and you can see how much your credit is, let's see what your credit is, wait, I think it's Credit Sesame that breaks it down by percentage-wise. Credit Karma breaks it down, but they don't tell you exactly the amount that it matters. Okay, so... Okay. Can you get out of here? There's like things popping up over here. Okay. So. Does it say? It doesn't say how much it benefits. Okay, so all I know is that credit utilization is 35% of your score, which means credit utilization. Let's break that down. So, the amount of credit that you are utilizing, the amount of credit that you are actually using on a credit card is called your credit utilization. That means that if you have a $1,000 credit limit, which some people do, if you have a $1,000 credit limit, you're only supposed to spend between 10 to 20% of your max. That's to prioritize, and that's to show people or the credit people like Credit Sesame, stuff like that. That's to show them, listen, I know how to manage my money. I don't need your money. If you want to give me the money, yeah, but I don't really need it. So if you keep the credit utilization down, then they're going to start trusting you more with more money. They're going to say, oh, well, we're going to give you a little bit more money, but you really don't need it anyway. But we're going to give it to you just in case. So, yeah, basically, they give you money just so you could not pay it off so they can get more money from you. That's typically how they work, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't go their plan if you pay it off early, if you pay it off on time, if you pay it in full. Like, the plan that they had does not work anymore if you're not paying interest. And yeah, the secured card that I have is a pretty high interest rate. It's 22%. Now, if you break this down, if out of $100, so if I spend $100, out of the $100, $22 out of the $100 is going straight to interest. So it's like, if you have a $100 debt, $122 is now going to be your payment. And let's just say you put $70 towards it, $20, or no, let's just say that you have a $50, so then I would say that's 11%. Yeah, so that's $11 now. So not only do you have to pay the $50, so let's just say that you had a $100 bill, and then you completely took it off, but you're like, no, you know what, I just want to pay the minimum. So there's just so many things. Listen, I can't get into it all now. There's just too many things. I can't just, like, start talking about it, because now I'm going to have to be talking about everything. And listen, as much as I would love to do that, and I may do that in another video, but, like, this podcast is really not meant for that. This podcast is just to just explain my life. But this week, what's happening is that I'm very, very excited about a couple things going on, and I did explain that already. But I'm just so excited in general. Like, I can't wait for all my cards to come in. I'm going to have some fun new cards. I might have to upgrade my, I might have to upgrade my wallet to be a little bit bigger. Maybe I'm gonna have to hold like 30 cards or so, because I'm gonna have just a little bit more cards on me at all times. I'm gonna have the Instacart card and the Uber card and my two debit cards. I'm gonna condense my accounts though. Like, I'm not gonna go all the way up to another city just to go to my bank. I'm just gonna go to the bank that I have. Okay, I'm gonna be shutting down my account, and that's it. Like, that's it. I'm not gonna deal with this anymore. I don't know, this whole situation is very odd, because I'm trading stocks for my dad, and he said, since you've been trading stocks for me, I want to reward you by giving you all the stocks you've been trading for me. So I'm like, oh, okay. So he's like, wait till you turn 18 and I'll give you the stocks. So I just don't know how that's gonna be possible. How do you just go from one person to the next? I mean, we're gonna have to find a lawyer. There's going to be a little bit of a thing going on here, but it's okay, because I need it in my name, because I did pay for those stocks. He's like, you know what? At first, he's like, okay, I'm going to give you some money, invest in this. Okay, I'm going to give you. And then that turned into me investing my money, and I'm just like telling him, listen, when I turn 18, you better give me this. So he was like, yeah. So he understands the concept, okay. But maybe the lawyer wouldn't understand the concept. I don't know. I'm pretty sure the lawyer is going to know what to do from one person to the next. But anyways, I found out how to make the pinkity drinkity from Starbucks. I know exactly how to make it, and it's super, super easy to make. So all you have to do is to put 1.5 to 2 cups of green tea. Yes, start with the green tea. Then add 2 to 3 ice cubes. Then put 1 cup of almond milk or oat milk, depending on what you want the flavor to be. Now put 1/4 pound, not tablespoon, not teaspoon, 1/4 pound, LBS, of strawberries inside of the blender. Then after, add 1 tablespoon of sugar of your choice. It can be Splenda, it can be sugar, it can be sugar of the raw, like whichever way you go, it's okay. Just put that 1 tablespoon in there and then blend it together, and then you're not going to be surprised. You're going to be speechless. You really are going to be speechless. I don't know. School? Okay, this is going to be a whole entire... This should be a podcast on its own. School got me so tired. Waking up at the 6 o'clock mark, but, like, literally... Sometimes I would wake up at the 6 o'clock mark, but, like, other times, it's just too much. Like, today, I'm trying to film this podcast, but some people just still try to talk to me. I'm like, listen, I'm trying to film a podcast. I want to get this podcast done before I actually fall asleep. on record. Like, I actually fell asleep one time. I was filming a podcast, and then all of a sudden, I put my head down, and then I just fell asleep. I'm like, okay. But anyways, I looked at the Dunkin' app, and they didn't give me anything for free, so I'm like, okay, I really don't think Starbucks says, nope, they gave me a free drink. But Dunkin' never gave me a free drink. Dunkin' Donuts never gave me a free drink. So, like, what's up with that, Dunkin'? I thought American run just... Oh my god, I can't. I thought America runs on Dunkin'. Apparently they don't. I don't know. I like the Starbucks pink tea drink. I tried it yesterday and I'm like, no, I know how to perfect this. And that's why I made the recipe have 1/4 cup of almond milk. Or, I mean, try it out. Try it out to see how you like it. And if you like it, alternate the recipe a little bit. Make it your own. You know, you might as well. You only live once. Make it your own. So, I think I'm going to leave this podcast off on here because I'm getting pretty tired, if you do ask me. Okay. I'm trying not to, like, fall asleep over here, but I do have a couple more things to do right after this. So, it's like, rest in peace for me. Thank you all for watching. Thank you all for listening. And thank you all for enjoying this content and taking it in and coming back every single week to listen to more. Thank you all, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.